Hey, Paul, do you just come into the game? I'm not to lose, but they don't try to win. You have to withdraw.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Jake. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. I could hear you, but for some reason you couldn't hear me. Sorry about that.
I was on a call the first time you called.
Oh, don't worry. Not a problem. So I was just calling. My name's Gemma. I'm calling from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress claim for the abuse that you endured during care, Jake.
Yeah, I just heard about that about a week ago.
Have you only just heard about it?
I've never, didn't know a thing until a friend of mine who told me all about it, and he said, you need to get in touch with these people.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. It's not been going on that long, it's probably about a year or so, and they have started paying out to people now. So the average claim is about 48,000. But some people are getting a lot more than that. Obviously, every case is individual, Jake. So we just obviously get a brief statement from you, just to get it all submitted, and then just go from there, really, Jake. Is that okay with yourself?
Sure. Yeah.
No problem. Right, let me just get some detail. Well, I've got some anyway. I'm just going to make sure I've got all of the right information. Just bear with me one moment. So I've got Jake Craddock, and I've got your email as poppypuppy2006@yahoo.co.uk. Is that correct, Jake?
Yeah.
Could I please take your date of birth, Jake?
13/8/55.
13/8/55.
My actual Christian name's James, but I'm known as Jake.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you that. Was you known as James when you was in care?
Yeah.
Any other names or just James?
James Harold. I've got a middle name, Harold.
Harold is your middle name, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And is this the best number to contact you on, Jake?
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go for it.
Why is it now that people are being able to claim against this? What's brought all this on?
To be honest with you, I think it's because it was so bad in Scotland. Obviously, people have been trying to do something about it for a long time.
I'm sure
you probably have yourself, haven't you? What's happened, the scheme, it was basically set up for anyone that was abused whilst in care before 2004. So it's because obviously the historic ones are a lot worse now than obviously what they are these days. So it's the actual Scottish government that are paying out. It's not the care homes themselves. Because obviously the Scottish government funded the care homes and they knew about it. So that's the reason now that they are starting to pay out for, the survivors of obviously the care abuse. I'm just having a quick read up on it now. Yeah, it just says it's a landmark scheme to provide survivors of historical child abuse in Scottish care with financial redress. Those eligible can request an apology and redress payments ranging from 10,000 up to 100,000. We have actually heard someone got 200,000 though. So,
well, goodness.
It just all varies really, but yeah, I think it is just because so many people are so badly affected, they've had to do something.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not fair, is it? If you're, gone through all that, you deserve some justice, don't you, for what you've been through, Jake? So I'm just going to go through a few things with you, okay?
Yeah.
So, first of all, would I be able to get your mother's name?
Thomasina.
What's that, sorry?
Sorry, I coughed here. Thomasina. That's Thomasina.
Yeah.
Was that her maiden name or her married name? Well, obviously, the same as Craddock. Is it Tom Steiner?
Yeah, Tom Steiner. All it is, if there's more than one Jake or James Craddock in the system, they can like see obviously which file's yours, that's all. And then what was your father's name, please, Jake?
John Ernest Craddock.
John Ernest Craddock. Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Four brothers, two sisters.
Okay. And was any of them in care with you, Jake?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just the one, I suppose, you know. Mm.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Thank you for that. Right, so from obviously what year did you actually go into care? How old was you, Jake? Can you remember?
I think I was 14.
You was 14, okay.
14, I would think, yeah.
Okay. And what year was you in care till, Jake?
1968, 67.
So how old was you when you left? Was you like 16, 17?
I can't remember. Jeez.
Right, so 1955. So if it was like 68. I think that would have been 65, would have been 10. So that's about 10. No, I think it would have been later than that.
69, 70.
Yeah, I think it would
have
been
that
more.
Long ago, you know.
I wasn't in that long,
you know. It was very short, but it was horrible, you know.
Yeah, what you went through.
It was less than a month I get put in this place, you know.
Oh, is that so? It was just a month that you was in there, right? Okay.
Yeah,
so that might be right then, what you're saying. But, yeah, sorry, I just presumed that you was in there for a few years. So, 14, so you was 14 when you went in and you was 14 when you come out, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that probably is about right then. So, 1955, 1965, that's 10. Yeah, so that's probably about right, 1968, 1969, maybe. Okay. Yeah, I bet in that month, though, I bet you went through a lot, didn't you?
Well, it was bullying and slapping. Nothing sexual, thank God, you know.
Thank God,
I did see sexual things happening.
Did you? With the staff members?
But not to me. Not to me.
Right,
you know?
Thank God.
No, thank God.
Yeah.
I'd have hunted them down and hurt them so bad, I would have, you know.
Yeah, I know, don't blame you, 100%, yeah. So you were slapped, was you restrained, would you say?
Just, like, bullied, slapped, your arms twisted. The famous one they used to do to all the fellas was they give you like a Chinese burn, know that, where they grab your arm and they twist your hand around your wrist.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, they trip you up. There was just one guy in particular, was, I don't even remember who he is. He just like his foot out and trip you up, you know, because you were in there having to wash dishes, do all the tasks, and he's just horrible guy, you know.
Yeah, sounds it. Can you remember the name of the care home?
I think it was called Darville House, DARVELHOUSE. And it was in a little village called Darville, South Ayrshire. It was a big, big house that sat on a hill. Darville House.
Darville House.
I think it's long gone now.
Yeah, I would have thought so. I found like the area. I found that. What in is it in Lanarkshire? Is that right?
Yeah. South Lanarkshire, yeah.
Yeah.
The South Lanarkshire, it might be East Ayrshire.
East Ayrshire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to find stuff from so long ago, isn't it? Don't worry.
The house is probably still there, but it's probably a home now.
I think it is. I've got one here. It's a care home, Glenny House Care Home, in Darvel. So that might be the same area, like the same one, maybe. Just to let you know as well, like with regards to your information, we do have ways of getting it. So even though it's so long ago, we will still have it all. Some care homes have tried to say, like, do you know when people have gone to them to say they want their information, they've tried to say, like, oh, we've set it on fire or whatever, but there's not, it is still there. The authorities can get the information that we need, okay?
Yeah,
don't worry about any of that. We can get the information that we need, okay?
Yeah.
I think I've got it here. Sorry, I'm just trying to find a little bit of information on it. There's not very much on there, I don't think. Tits, it would have been about 1960s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think that place is still there, because I found myself coming through that town once, village.
I did, yeah.
And I said, God almighty. Wonder if that place is still here, and I'm sure I've seen it, but that was another 30 years ago since I've seen it, you know.
Yeah, it's not somewhere that you probably want to go back to, is it?
But it's strange, I wasn't deliberately going through, but as soon as I seen the name Darvel, it just, oh my God, you know.
Yeah, it came back to you.
It came back to me, yeah.
Right, I'm just going to put it in here. Darvel House. Yeah, it's not coming up in our system, but don't worry. I'll just put it in there. It's in Lanarkshire, yeah?
Yeah. Is that a Lancashire accent I can detect from you?
It is, yeah.
Is it from the Wigan area?
I'm from near Burnley, so yeah. Do you know, have you heard of anywhere called Rosendale?
Oh, yeah, I know where that is, yeah.
Yeah, to be fair, I've lived in, like, Manchester for 20 years, but my Lancashire accent's still there.
I can detect it, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people think I'm from Yorkshire, so I think because I've, like, lived in Manchester for so long and I've got my Lancashire accent, I think it's like a bit of a mix of both.
it sounds like Wigan, that round that area.
Yeah. People say different things all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I moved away from Rosendale. Soon as I turned 18, I was like, I'm gone. I'm not staying around here.
Don't blame you. Yeah.
There's nothing there. I hate it. Right. So there was one in particular that used to put his foot out, yeah? And
I missed that bit, sorry.
There was one person in particular in the care room that used to put his foot out and trip you up, yeah?
Yeah. You're still quite small when you're in your teenager. I was quite small built for my age, you know? And he was like a giant compared to a 14-year-old, you know?
Yeah.
And you used to try and avoid them, but you know, over here, you know, so you just like to trip people up. You could see,
it was if you'd not done certain tasks and stuff, then that's when you do it, yeah.
Yep, and then slap you, not really sore, but enough to give you a wee bit of fright, you know.
Yeah.
Twist, they like to twist your ears, you know. just complete bullies, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Just bullies, like you say, because they're bigger than you.
And as I say, I've seen them touching a couple of boys, you know, sexually. And I'm
the same guy.
Same guy, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. I'm sorry that you have to see that. I think this is why, like, obviously there's so many claims now, because it seems like it was right in Scotland.
Mm.
I'm sure it was bad in England as well, but yeah, it's...
My friend who told me about yourselves... He's been in care for quite a long time, different places.
Yeah.
When he was telling me, I didn't know he was in until he told me, because he's been a bit of a lad, you know. And then when he was telling me what used to happen to him, I'm like, "You're joking." I said, "You were away with, you know." And I said, "It wasn't as bad as you." He goes, "But still, you need to report and speak to these people."
Definitely. Just like, obviously, it's not all about money. It's just about getting justice for yourself as well, Jake.
Just bringing that to the public view that this did happen, you know.
That it's happened, exactly.
It's happened, you know. Folks sometimes, well, you don't tell people, you know. I get slapped in there. I get kicked and tripped, you know. Oh, you're just looking for attention, you know. It's just so that people know it did happen.
So wrong. Yeah, exactly. Like, at the end of the day, you've been through it, haven't you, Jake? So it's only right now that they do get, you know, some form of punishment for what they've done as well. Can I just ask Jake, like, you know, with regards to food and stuff, did this ever starve you or anything like that if you was naughty?
Sorry, my hearing's a bit bad. What was that?
Sorry. With regards to food, did they ever starve you if you was badly behaved or anything like that?
See if you wet the bed.
Yeah.
You were sort of put on the stage or here, piss the bed, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, right? Honestly, they wouldn't let you change your sheet, you know.
Really?
Yeah, you had a rubber mattress, so you're not going to sleep in a wet sheet.
Yeah.
So you're on the rubber mattress thing, you know. You know.
Yeah.
And then at that time, yous were all locked up in the dormitory, and if you wanted the toilet, it was a potty, you know.
And yeah, yeah.
I've seen them tripping folk up with these potties. You know, urine and feces going all over your cell or other guys, you know, and then you're getting slapped because you've made a mess.
Yeah.
But he's made you make the mess, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You had no chance. You had no chance.
So they would then, like, obviously pour it on people as well, would they?
Well, as you're walking past the empty it, right? He was just sort of elbow over you, you know. Thankfully,
it
never happened to me.
But
if you were near somebody, it would go over you, but mine was never kicked over me.
Right, okay.
You just wonder why these guys done this to youngsters, you know?
Yeah, it's just bullying, isn't it? Oh, it'll be a minute. I'm just typing. It'll be a second.
It'd be nice if that person was still alive and they could be able to just...
I know.
I think he'll be well gone now, you know.
I think they would, to be honest. Yeah, definitely.
Because he was a man when I was there, you know.
Yeah, I can't see him still being alive, really, can you, unfortunately?
No.
Just to make you aware as well, when we do look into this, we're not just clutching at straws. Provided that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time, then the case will be successful, Jake, okay?
Yeah.
We're not claiming directly from the care homes, as many of them have already shut down. The compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government, as they're the ones who are liable, and they was funding the neglect to begin with, Jake, okay? Sure. They have already started paying out for these cases, like I mentioned. So the average claim is 48,000. Like I say, it's not just about the money. It's, you know, it's getting you you know, and at least then the people know what, you know, what you and other people have had to go through, Jake, okay? It could be more, it could be less. Obviously, it all depends when they have a look at your file and stuff. But, you know, like I say, there is claims there for you, Jake, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I just need to ask, is there anything else that you want me to add on there for you? Is there anything else that stood out from that time in that home?
No, I was in another place, but that was sent through the courts. I don't know if that matters.
Was it? How old was you when you was in that one? Was it like...
16.
Six. Yeah, that probably will as well then. How long was you in there for?
3 months. It was detention.
Yeah, was it like a young offender's place?
Young offender's place, yeah.
Yeah, do you know the name of it?
Glen Ochil Detention Centre.
Glen
Ochil, O-C-O-I-L, Ochil, and that was up Stirlingshire Way, Glen Ochil, and it was Glen Ochil, it was supposed to be like a sharp shock to the system, and you were marched around constantly, you had to march around. And every time you pass one of the officers, it was, excuse me, sir, yes, sir, no, sir, three times full, sir, you know, constant, you know.
Like you was in the army or something.
Yeah. Then you had to achieve, they made you run, and you had to achieve your time, and you had to get this grade. If you were a yellow grade, you got a bit sort of better respected. If you're a red grade, you're a trusted sort of something, you know. But you had to work hard for that. And I'm like, I'm going to die in here, you know. But I don't know if it's a good thing or not. But it's gone now because I think it was too severe for the young guys, you know.
The punishment, sounds awful. Right, let me just finish on this first one and then I will get some more information about this second one. Hold on a minute. Yeah, this will, this does go towards it as well because it's, you are still in the care system. Do you know what I mean? So, we will add that one on as well for you, okay?
I feel like a criminal again.
Oh, no.
Talking about it.
Yeah, having to give a statement. Okay, so that so this one, you would have been in there from the age of 16. That would have
16,
been...
16, yeah.
1955, 1965. About 1970, do you think? 1971,
yeah.
Yeah. Right, I need to try and find this now. Will it be a minute? Oh, it's come up straight away, actually. It just says Glen Ochil Prison.
Yeah. Well, it's a prison now, but it was
now,
built
but
as
then
a...
it was like a youth offender.
Yeah.
I've got an address here of Alloa, is it? Alloa?
Alloa, yeah.
Yeah, is that where it was, yeah?
Yeah. It was known as a detention centre then, not a prison.
Yeah.
It's a prison now, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got it. It first opened in 1966, Young Offenders Institution and Detention Centre. Yeah.
Yeah.
My ex-partner's parents were from Stirling.
Hmm. Nice here. Stirling's lovely. Lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got it. Glenochill Young Offenders Institute. Okay, so with this one, what memories stood out with this one? I know you were just telling me then. Can you just repeat what you told me a minute ago, sorry, about you had to do certain things?
Yeah, you had to be achieved better than yourself. You had to better yourself. I'm asthmatic. I've always been asthmatic. And I said to them, I said, I can't do this running, you know. He said, no, you have to do it, or you're never going to get the grade, Joe. And it made you run. And that was always possible at the end of the thing, because I just couldn't do it, you know. And I'm like, I've got health issues here, but not. You had to run, and you try to better yourself, and you get there in the end. Again, the slaps, the boots up the backside, you know.
Yeah.
And they just demean you, the way the things that they were saying about you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're verbally, they used to abuse you a lot, yeah?
Yeah. Just all the physical the slaps, the punches, poke the finger in your chest, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not good enough, you know. Well, I can hardly bloody breathe, mate. You're poking me in the chest, you know.
So for not being good enough, even though you're struggling to breathe, yeah?
Yeah. As I say, it reminded me, I've never been in the army, but you thought you were in this place.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like
you're
it.
You're just marching around constantly, you know?
Yeah.
I remember one in particular, the floors were highly polished, right? And they used these hand, it wasn't electric or anything, these days. It was like a big heavy weight, it was called a bumper.
Yeah.
And it was like a big heavy weight with a long pole on it. And this you swung this little pendulum across the floor, if you get the idea. And I wasn't strong enough to move this thing. And he said, right, you're on the bumper today. And, and I was just struggling. I couldn't even swing this thing. No, you're sliding it along like it's on ice, but it's not. And again, you just, just ridiculed you in front of the guys.
And then
you know,
they're all
laughing at you because you're weak, you know?
Yeah. So that was like the staff and the people that was in there, yeah?
Yeah, just laughed because you couldn't move this bumper. It was like a big cloth on this heavy, heavy weight, and you just swung it across the floor like a pendulum, as though you were sliding it, but you I couldn't even move the bloody thing, you know?
Yeah.
Why do you ask somebody to do that when they can hardly move it?
Exactly.
Because it damaged my bones, you know?
I know, yeah, definitely. And again, like with food and stuff in this place, what was the food situation like? Was it okay, or did they starve you if you didn't do things, or...?
No, if it was okay, I remember. Aye.
Okay, and were you allowed to make friends in here?
If I remember right, they didn't let you get in too close.
Yeah.
You know? I can remember, you get plenty of exercise in there, but sometimes you get half an hour to walk around the yard, and you weren't allowed to talk. You want to have a conversation. It was just walk round, you know.
Yeah, it's quite isolating.
Some guys did manage, but scared to do it because you knew the repercussions. You get put on report, you know, and that meant if you're on report, you'd be taken out of the sort of general population and taken downstairs to the basement, which I never got, thank God.
Oh, God.
But
yeah,
I've seen it because I had to take meals down to some of the boys down there. And it was just a bare cell.
Horrible.
They a cardboard bed, a cardboard table, you know?
Yeah, oh my God.
Poor guys, you know?
Yeah, that sounds awful. Yeah, I'm glad you didn't have to go down there.
Oh, that would have frightened me, honestly.
Yeah.
You were frightened enough without that, you know?
It does literally sound like a prison. Sounds awful.
Well, you know, I remember the day we got released. There was about maybe 6 years, and we got taken down in a van. We weren't allowed to talk to each other in a van.
Yeah.
And he even said, now, let me tell you, I can remember this day all the years ago. He said, don't put the fingers up or anything when the van drives away, because we'll just come back and get you and drag you back up there. So, of course, we're terrified, so we're saying to our guys, don't put the fingers up on it, and, you know, try to be smart because you're released. And we were never so pleased to go on that train and get out of that.
I bet.
And I can remember coming through the railway station and I'm marching. And somebody must have looked at me because I thought I was still in because I seen the uniforms.
Of the
railway people. And I'm saying, morning, boss, morning, sir.
Because you thought you were still in there.
He must bump his head. That took me a wee while to stop doing that, marching about.
Yeah, I bet. After 3 months of doing it every day, it's going to be drilled into you, isn't it?
It was drilled into you.
Yeah.
So we even get threatened in a day of release. You know, I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
And I was worried these other guys, who were a bit tougher than me, I said, please don't put the fingers on me. Yeah. You'll come and get us, you know. But nobody did, thank God.
I know, I couldn't, yeah, thank God they didn't do that. And that carried on for quite a while after you left, yeah?
Yeah. Funny enough, when I was talking to my friend that put me onto yourselves the other week.
Yeah?
I think he was in detention as well, and he said, horrendous. He said, that marching about, and I was telling him about coming through the central station in Glasgow and passing the railway workers and I'm saying, excuse me, boss, morning, boss. And he just laughed. He said, I'm sorry for laughing. He said, can't believe that, you know, it's stuck in your mind that much, you know?
Well, yeah, it's like PTSD, isn't it, really? Just something like that, it stays with you for a long time, doesn't it?
Sometimes. Can you laugh it off? It's still in your memory, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Memory you wouldn't really like to forget, really.
100%, yeah. Right. I think we've got enough information, obviously, from what you've been through in both of the places. Is there anything else you want me to add on to that last one?
No, that's...
Are you happy with that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I do just need to go through a few more things with you, and then we're done, okay? So
sure. Thanks
for going through everything with me, Jake. Right, so can I just ask, have you got any terminal illnesses at all?
No. I've had prostate cancer, but I'm in remission at the moment.
Oh, good. That's good. That's same as my granddad. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it? Okay, and what we need to do is, if you want us to, we add on a nominated beneficiary, just in case anything does happen between now and the case finishing, because it can take up to a year, then the money would go to somebody else. So would you like me to put someone as a beneficiary?
My wee daughter, yeah.
Okay, what's your daughter's name, please?
Leanne Craddock, L-E-E-A-N-N.
Yeah, same surname. And have you got a contact number for Leanne?
I don't know what I'll find. I need to look in my phone.
It's all right. Give it us later. It's all
right. Her address is 23 Whole House Court.
Do you know a postcode?
KA39JS.
Let's have a look. Don't worry. You can add that on later anyway. So don't worry if it's... Duncanson Drive, yeah?
No, Whole House Court.
Oh, Adult Family.
H-O-L-E-H-O-U-S-E, Whole House Road. Sorry, Whole House Court, C-O-U-R-T, Whole House Court.
Oh, I've got it, yeah. K-A-39-H-H, yeah, I've got it, yeah.
Oh, goodness, I was wrong. Right,
that's it's all right. Number 23, yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant. I've added her on there for you, okay?
Thank you.
Now, what I am going to need from you as well, I need a proof of ID. So, do you have a driver's license or a passport?
Driver's license, yeah.
Brilliant. And then I also need from you a proof of address dated in the last 3 months, Jake. Have you got one of those
yeah.
as well?
Just yeah, right? yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Right, what I'm going to ask you to do, if it's okay, is just quickly send them over to me on WhatsApp, Jake, if that's okay.
Sure, I will. Yeah. Yeah.
Take your time, no problem. Just whilst you're doing that, I'm just going to finish a few of the bits off. Will it be a minute? Just to make you aware as well, Jake, I just need to read a small script to explain your funding options clearly, okay?
Sure.
So there are 3 ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where yeah. £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. And you can yeah. instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement, Jake, okay?
That's
now,
right. yeah,
the way ours works, it's no win, no fee. So obviously, we don't get you anything back. You don't pay us a penny, okay?
Yeah.
If we
yeah.
are successful, our fee is literally just 16%. That's it.
Yeah.
With VAT, it's 20% flat rate. So if you get £100,000 back, we get 20, you get £80,000 back, Jake. Is that
if I get a pound yes, back, I'm happy. At least I'll be
admitted
liability.
At least you've
yeah.
done it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, I'm almost done, Jake. Are you all right to just send them over to me now whilst you're on the phone, the IDs?
Yeah, right. Let me go.
Thank you. Yeah, take your time.
I'm not very good on this.
I'll help you. Don't worry.
Then phone me back, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I can help. Do you want to do it whilst I'm off the phone and then I'll ring you back, yeah?
Yeah, okay, right, that's fine. Right,
yeah.
Thank you.
Do you know what you're doing with it, or would you like me to help you?
But if you could talk me through it.
Yeah, it's really easy, honestly, it's very easy. So when you go on the message that I've sent to you on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
If you can see at the bottom, there's like a camera. Can you see where, like, you type on the message?
Oh, I can see the camera, yeah.
Yeah, click on the camera.
Oh, right, yeah. Right, I'm sending you a letter from my council tax notice, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Is it dated in the last 3 months?
It just came yesterday.
Yeah, that's perfect, yeah. If you can just make sure all 4 corners of the letter are in the picture, please, Jake, okay? If that makes sense. You can fold it in half if you want, if you don't want us to see it, but we just need to make sure all 4 corners are in the letter. That was quick. Yeah, brilliant.
I'm just getting my phone for my license.
Yeah, take your time. See, you've done that really quick.
That should be coming through now.
I've got it. That's perfect. Thank you for that.
Oh, that's good.
That was easy, wasn't it?
Goodness sake. Honestly, I'm useless when it comes to stuff like that.
Don't worry, you did well. Right, okay, so one last thing now, Jake. I need you to just sign something for me on your phone, okay? So I'm going to send you a text message in a second. I'll help you with it. Don't worry, it's very easy. Just make sure I've got everything that I need.
No, me, okay.